Canadians and Americans have more in common when it comes to vacations. North Americans take fewer vacations than in many parts of the world, like Europe, for example, where many people take off the whole month of August. They're on vacation right now. Commentator Scott Thigpen says our free time is shrinking.
With vacations becoming so rare, Americans find themselves working harder at enjoying them. This year, we are getting less downtime than last, taking only 10 vacation days on the average, and often giving back what we don't use. That's a week less vacation than the Japanese, who had to coin a new word for death by overworking. Living near the Grand Canyon, I've come to know Americans on vacation about as well as the local wildlife. Spend a few minutes at the top of the Bright Angel Trail under the noonday sun, and you'll see just how hard we work at relaxing. Hikers by the droves will be struggling up the switchbacks, dusty, stiff, and footsore. Americans play so hard because we work so hard. I once had a job at Phantom Ranch, a lodge at the bottom of the canyon, where I earned little more than room and board. We put in long hours, working a 10-day shift before getting a day off. But that was hardly working compared to Ada Bass. This 19th century Grand Canyon pioneer took 3 days to ride a horse to the Colorado River and back, just to do her laundry. Another early canyon resident, John Hance, liked to joke about his hard-working life as a trail guide. A visitor noticed he was missing the tip of his finger and asked him how he lost it. "Why," he said, "I wore it off pointing at all the scenery." Some of the hardest workers at the canyon are the mule wranglers, the guides who lead mule riders down the trail and carry on the tradition of John Hance. They're up early, day after day, having to contend with cantankerous animals and eager greenhorns. When a friend got an assignment to photograph mule wranglers at the Grand Canyon, she asked around until finding just the right subject, a Montana cowboy. He was a little stiff in front of the camera, so to loosen him up, she asked what type of work he did. "Shoe mules," he answered. "What did you do in Montana?" "Shoot mules." "That's hard work," she said. "No, ma'am. I used to dress monkeys in a traveling circus. That's hard work." No matter how hard you work, someone is out there working even harder. So when the job's beginning to grind you down, don't think about running away and joining the circus. Take those 10 days off, put on a pair of hiking boots, and go work up a sweat. If you play hard enough, you'll hardly know you're playing.
The comments of Arizona writer Scott Thigpen.